From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The massive economic stimulus bill may not be stimulating as many jobs as the government says. The website recovery.gov says 640,000 jobs have been created or saved. But the head of the board that tracks stimulus spending tells Congress he can't certify that number is, as he says, accurate and auditable.
Over the last few days, there have been reports of major errors on the website, jobs created in congressional districts that don't exist, and companies counting raises as jobs saved. On The Daily Show last night, Vice President Joe Biden acknowledged some errors, but he said the jobs listed on the website are real.
Go to a zip code, go to Second and Vine. If there is a crosswalk project there, you can push on it, tell you how much was spent, who built it, how many jobs were there.
Well, in the spirit of the vice president's challenge, NPR's Martin Kosty set out to find the stimulus jobs in his neighborhood.
I live in Seattle, so let's go to recovery.gov, type in a nearby zip code to find out who has a stimulus job around here. There's a map, and here's a blue dot that looks like a good candidate to start with. You click on that, and it says $25,000 in stimulus money went to Early Music America Incorporated. It's a nonprofit for people who enjoy the sound of lutes and sackbuts. According to the website, the stimulus money saved 0.5 jobs there, so I went there and asked the director, Baroque flutist Maria Coldwell, to point out that half job.
It's actually 2.25 jobs, to be honest. It's a quarter of my salary and a quarter of Patrick's salary.
She waves at her colleague on the other side of the cramped office. But did the stimulus actually save their jobs?
Before we got this money, we were projecting 2-week furloughs for the whole staff, plus a cutback in hours, and this money made all of that unnecessary.
So no job was saved, but some income definitely was. This job equivalency math gets more complicated at bigger organizations. Take this blue dot here on the government's map of Seattle. If you click on it, it says, as of September 30th, $417,000 of stimulus money went to a company called Amnis, and that created exactly one new job. Amnis makes super microscopes.
So this is the ImageStream X. And it images cells at 1,000 cells a second and produces 12 images of each cell at the same time.
Company co-founder David Basigi says research labs are now getting stimulus grants to buy more of these microscopes.
Right here you can see almost $1 million worth of product that we would not have sold had there not been a stimulus program.
When a government lab uses stimulus money to buy one of these, it's Amnis that gets stuck with the task of reporting to the government how many jobs were created. Basigi says he has to file those reports quarterly for every machine he sells. Not that he minds if it means closing another sale. And as the blue dot on the map said, so far he's reported one new job. We walk over to a workbench to meet Stephanie Varhola. She's a little surprised to be nominated as the company's stimulus hire.
I feel special in a way, but I don't really feel like it was the stimulus.
It's hard to say why any job exists. The inaccuracies on recovery.gov suggest that the government may be claiming credit for too many jobs, but Jill Satrin says she thinks the opposite is true.
I feel really comfortable in those numbers.
She oversees stimulus accountability in Washington State, and she says despite glitches in the data, the overall job count seems conservative.
These jobs number capture the transportation construction worker who's building the road, but it does not capture the jobs, say, through the gravel supplier, and it doesn't capture the jobs that are, you know, in the local restaurants when the construction worker gets off work and goes to have lunch.
And in some cases, the government website actually fails to list jobs directly funded by the stimulus. For instance, it lists zero jobs saved or created at this blue dot on the map of Seattle, the one representing a charity called Solid Ground.
I'm going to need that, and then it'll be square.
Packing bags of groceries to be delivered to shut-ins, Amy Saul says the funding picture for this food program was looking bleak this summer.
I don't want to know. I just want to know if this is going to keep going or not.
But then a stimulus grant came through. Technically, the program won't tap that money until January, which means Saul's job hasn't even been counted yet on the website. But she's convinced that if it weren't for the stimulus, she'd be out of work right now. Again, it's hard to say what might have been. But if you multiply that across the country, you start to see why the grand total of jobs saved and created by the stimulus is not so much a statistic as it is a matter of opinion. Martin Costi, NPR News.